Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
Hey, hey, what's shaking, you cream pie kings? How the fuck are you? Huh? What's going on, guys? It's 4:45 in the morning. Recording this like a responsible podcaster. It's going to be a fucking great day today. I got a lot of shit to do today. I'm excited. It's going to be a fucking great day. I just spent the last... Well, first of all, really quickly, if you're listening to the fucking show, okay, take a second. Screenshot it. Post it to your Instagram. Post it to your fucking Twitter. Send it to a friend. Tell a friend about it. Don't be lazy just because we're in the fucking pandemic. If you haven't shared the show in a while, fucking tell somebody about it, all right? It's going to be funny, I promise. I got some shit written down. We're going to fucking get into it. But I don't know if this is the way to open up the show, but I just spent the last 45 minutes trying to find a porno that I remembered from a long time ago, and I can't fucking find it anywhere. I looked on like 8 different sites. I checked fucking, you know, all the keywords. I just couldn't find it. It's a great video, and I don't think I'll ever see it again. And this is how dumb horny men are. Like, when we're in that mode, I swear to God, we're just different people entirely. I was like, you know what? I should go fucking log on to my computer. I should get off this phone, log on to the computer, and try to fucking track this thing down. I mean, if I come up with some kind of search optimized engine or something, you know, maybe I can figure this out within the next month. You know, I just got to find this fucking blowjob anal video on this park bench. I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't find it. I need to fucking find it. And I couldn't. But I settled. I fucking settled. I just went to the classic Pornhub, you know. It's where settlers go. And do you guys get... Listen, next time you're on Pornhub, just do me a favor. Just look up this... oh, my God. This girl does, like, amazing blowjob videos, but her English is, like, horrendous. And you wouldn't expect it because she just looks, like, so, like... She just... I'm not going to bring race into this, but she really looks like she could nail English. But she'll just be in the middle of giving the great... Her name is, what is it, Chanel Rogue, Chienel Rogue on Pornhub. And she'll be just in the middle of just giving this insane blowjob, really performing well. I guess she just does them with her boyfriend or whatever. And just as he'll, like, pull his dick out, she'll go, "Fuck!" Like, just in the weirdest tone. She'll be like, "Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh." Just, like, every word is, like, a little fucking wrong. But it's funny because, like, it kind of makes you lose your heart out a little bit because you're like, oh, man, that is bad English. But then, you know, she goes right back to giving great head. And then you're back in. But it's like an endurance game almost. You're like, this is a fucking great blowjob. And then she's like, oh, you've got a big cook. And you're like, oh, that's another 8 minutes. That I just think it'd be so funny to do shit like that to your partners, you know? Can you imagine you're with your boyfriend or something? Just playing it cool, giving a nice blowjob as usual, but right before he comes, you're like, ooh, we need to make that big cum come. Just, I guarantee you, he's either going to blast harder than he ever has, or he's going to go soft for the next 6 months. One or the other, and there's not going to be an in-between, you know? But, oh, that really cracked me up, man. My fucking legs are so sore. Not from the jerking off. I bought a bike. I'm like still so dead. I'd bike like 12 miles today, you know. And they said I wasn't going to do it. They said you're never going to ride that fucking thing. You know, you're never going to use it. Oh, really? Really? Because I'm pretty sure I put on sweatpants and a hoodie and my fucking Jordans. And I clocked 12 miles on that bitch. And it's awesome because New York is completely dead. There's like 3 cars on the whole fucking road. You know, you could just be in the middle of the street just gunning it. Nobody's fucking honking at you. You feel safe. And it was just gorgeous. I mean, it was like from 7 p.m. on, it was just beautiful sunset. Just fucking whizzing past the most gorgeous parts of town. My brother got a bike too. Man, I gotta tell you guys, it's so important to fucking find exercise that you actually like doing. For me, it's boxing and biking. I fucking hate everything else. You can't get me to do any other form of exercise, but biking and boxing, I enjoy doing it, so I'll fucking get up and do it like every day. You know, I gotta tell you guys, get a fucking bike. It is so much fun. I mean, it's just so, I just love fucking bikes. It's just so nice, you know. But I'll tell you, when you're buying, at first I thought I was going to buy a used bike. I was like, you know what? It's my first fucking bike. I'll try to go cheap. But there's nothing more depressing, I think, than buying a used bike. Because the problem is, you go to like Craigslist and like Facebook Market and shit. And the problem with buying a used bike is you have to see the people's lives in the background of the pictures. You know what I mean? You're looking at pictures of bikes, but you just see their awful lives in the back. You know, you're looking at a bike, and then there's like a fucking broken kid's toy behind it on the ground. You know, just like a fucking, the carcass of a pet lizard that they were too lazy to bury. You know what I mean? Just like, it's just fucking depressing, dude. Just go on. There's no like good photo of a fucking bicycle. Of a used bike. It's just brutal. You see, like, you know, you're looking at a, you think you're just, ah, this one's got a nice color. It's fucking divorce papers glued to it. You know, lawsuits. You see a fucking failed tax return, fucking written, just an impound sticker on the fucking bike. It's just brutal. So I found a used bike, and this guy kept dodging me about delivering it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I know the one thing that I love so much about getting older is that you figure out what your patterns are. Like, you figure out how your brain works. You figure out what motivates you, you know, what your fucking drives are. I really love that. I know, like, I fucking know how I am, and I know I am so much more likely to do something if I buy, like, a new thing and I actually love the thing. Like, if I love the product. Like, for example, I play guitar all the time because I genuinely love the way my guitar looks. I look at it, and I'm like, you fucking sexy bitch. You're in for a fingering, you know? That's how I need to do it. I can't, like, I need to, like, be obsessed with the thing. That's why I like boxing, because I'm like, I love my gloves, you know? I love the sport. I love these gloves. Let's fucking put them on. That's the, like, I have to trick my brain. I have to constantly be in love with the thing, you know? But, so I was like, you know what? I should just spend a little more, get a fucking new bike. I found a great deal. I had to walk all the way down through the projects in fucking New York City. And this is how I am. Once I have an impulse, I'm fully obsessed. I'll fucking trek through snow just to do the thing. So went down there, had this dude build me a bike, fucking bought it. Now here's the thing. As I'm buying the bike, I'm like, dude, I want this fucking bike so bad. But I just Googled it. And it said there was a huge recall on these. Like, one of the main big pieces of the bike, they had to recall them for safety issues. And I was telling my brother, I was like, dude, they had to fucking recall this bike for safety issues. I'm worried, you know? He's like, well, what happens if it breaks? I was like, you die. These things go fucking 40 miles an hour. You're just going to die. Like, that's what happens. So I don't know if it's worth it, you know? And I asked the guy, I was like, did you guys replace this fucking part? And here's the problem. The dude also, like Chanel Rogue, not great English. He was like, yes. I was like, because, listen, it's really serious. It's a fucking safety issue. I don't want to go flying off of this bike at fucking 40 miles an hour. I mean, big man my size, I go flying, I could take out a house. It's not going to be fucking funny, you know? And he goes, yeah, no, we replace everything. I was like, look, man, are you sure? And here's the problem. I was like, are you fucking sure you replaced this piece? And he would answer me. Would not like, yes, I replaced the piece. He'd be like, yes, bike. And then he'd point at the bike. And I'm like, yeah, I know that's a bike, but did you fucking... And then I realized, I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get a real answer. I was like, do you have any paperwork? He's like, I haven't seen a paper in 12 years. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Give me the bike. So now I just ride around thinking about death. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting for it. But I got to say, this, I'm in love with this fucking thing, man. I'm never going to be one of these fucking purple tights, looking like a whole rainbow just blew past you at 20 miles an hour. You know what I mean? But I'm going to keep a fucking streak. I'm going to keep it classy. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be one of these fucking Livestrong bracelets all the way from your neck to your fucking wrist. That's not going to be me. But I will have fun on this goddamn bike. That's pretty much all that's new. You know, I'm reading The Grapes of Wrath right now. Don't fucking spoil it. I hope I finish it by the end of this year. That'd be great. And I think that's it. That's all that's really been new. I got some great emails queued up for you guys. If you have an email, send it into the show. yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. And if you're a part of the Patreon gang, if you're a part of the family, if you support the show, make sure to include that in the subject. Include Patreon. I'll know I can read it on the Friday episodes and get to it quicker. And yeah, also support the fucking Patreon, folks. You know, artists need a little, we need a little stimulus out here, baby. You know, if you can't, don't fucking worry about it. But if you got an extra $5-$10 to throw to the show to support it, if you listen to the show a bunch, we really appreciate it over here at the Young Daddy fucking family. And also we are using the Patreon a ton. We're commenting and all this shit. It's a lot of fun. So join, support the fucking show. It's $5. It's a cup of fucking coffee. You haven't had coffee in months because of this shit. So do the right thing. But yeah, let's fucking get into it. I got some emails here. This one is called, all caps, "Why the hell do men not make noise when fucking?" I feel like a few of you just went, oh my, I fucking know. Let's read it. "Hey, Daddy, I have a problem. My boyfriend and I are very much in love." That does sound like a problem. He goes, "He's my soulmate, and we're planning on getting engaged soon, and he's absolutely perfect in every way but one." All caps again. "He makes no noise when we're fucking. I bring it up all the time, and I ask him why he doesn't, and he thinks it takes away from his masculinity if he moans, and he'll joke around when shitting and moan and ask if that's what I want, LMAO." That is kind of funny. I've never heard somebody moan while they were shitting. That's pretty fucking funny, actually. "I feel like all the guys I've been with before him have been very vocal during sex." When you say very vocal, I just picture a guy doing like a fucking monologue from a play, you know? He's just banging you in the whole time. He's like, "And yesterday when the sun bloomed brightly through my crystal vision eyes." You imagine a guy just won't shut the fuck up during sex. He's like, no, I know, but then fucking Stacy told me. She goes, "Dirty talk, moaning, swearing, etc." That's pretty much the big three with sex talk. It's dirty talk, moaning, and swearing. Most dirty talk is just, fuck. You just throw your head back and you just go, fuck. That's most dirty talk. If you just do that, throw in the occasional, oh my God. She goes, etc. "It's such a turn on, but my boyfriend does not do any of these things." I mean, what does he do? Is he just fucking sitting there like a monk? Just taking a fucking solemn vow? He's not making any noise whatsoever. What if you tickle him? Is he going to fucking laugh? What is he going to do? "It's not funny. We're having sex." That sounds like fun. "I'm pretty kinky and I love being experimental in bed, but I almost feel a bit embarrassed doing these things with my boyfriend because I feel like he doesn't get into it as much as me. Oh, and I also have to ask him if he came because I can't tell 70% of the time from his facial expressions or sounds if he did or not. What's a way I could talk to him about it and convince him that he should be more vocal during sex? Love you in the show as always. Thank you." I just pictured a dude completely stone-faced orgasming, like not even letting out the slightest, you know what I mean? Like, instead of being like, "All right, I'm coming," and then actually orgasming, he's just like stone-faced, like, knows that. Just the sound of him clearing his throat is how you know he just came. Listen, what I would say to him is, "Hey there, fella, why don't we just talk it for a second?" And go, there's a world that exists between taking a fucking solemn vow during sex and being hyper feminine with how much you're moaning and talking. Just give me a little something. It just be like, it really turns me on when I hear a little something from you, even just like how much you like something. Just fucking let it out. Let it out of your chest. Please, I'm challenging you to push through and apply yourself in this field. It would really do a lot for me. Just go, it's a little thing. It would do a lot for me. All right? You don't have to fucking be moaning and groaning. But, the whole fucking time. I feel like I moan a little too much, especially when I'm getting blown. That's really when I think I'm at my most vocal, is I throw a lot of encouraging words out there, you know? Like, there's four of us, you know? No, I'll just watch. You're doing a great job. I'll throw nice shit out like that. But yeah, no, it's, I feel like I, whenever something feels good, I just let myself fucking throw my head back and be like, oh my fucking God, that feels so good. And I feel, I don't know if I do it too much, but I feel like it always either makes the girl smile or like gives her a little, you know, encouragement. There's nothing better in blowjobs than her going in confident and fucking being excited to be there. You know, that's what makes a great blowjob. So if I feel like as a guy, if you're kind of given that energy as well, it kind of gets reciprocated. People kind of copy your energies no matter what, you know. But yeah, just tell them, like, listen, man, can you just fucking do this for me? You know, it makes me wetter, and in turn, your dick is going to feel better. So it's a fucking win-win. Just open your mouth a little bit. You know, you could also maybe even make fun of them a little bit while you're like, you know, if you're jerking them off or you're blowing them, like mimic like a fucking stone face or some shit. Just to ease the tension, make them laugh. That could be. But the other thing too is like, as much as I love having fun and joking around, it does kind of fuck with sex, especially as a guy. Because like, as soon as you start laughing as a dude, your dick just dies, just immediately. That's why when people laugh, they go, "I'm dying," because you're talking for your dick. It's just your dick is going comatose. I don't know how it is with you guys. I don't know if you're wet and then you start laughing, that you know you start drying up. I don't know, but that's how it is with guys. So that's like a part of it I understand, but it sounds like this guy's to an extreme. But you got to just fucking. Just explain to him there's a lot of different shit he could do. Another thing you could do is you can find a porno where you are, like that the dude is expressing himself, and show him and be like, can you do that? You know, I know your dick's bigger than that guy's, but look at what he's doing with his mouth. Can you do that? Can you just fucking, you see how he said good job? Can you just fucking throw that in there? That could be a kinky way of doing it. Or you could even make a deal with him. You could be like, you do this for me, I'll do a thing that you want, you know? He's going to be like, I need you to talk like Chanel Rogue. You're like, oh, my God. That might be my favorite joke of the podcast. All right, good luck. Next email is called I Fucked Up. She wrote, for the podcast, please. Yeah, I kind of got that. She goes, hey, Lev, I need help getting trust and some love back with a friend. We're friends with benefits and met on Tinder, but have honestly become good friends. I got annoyed with him one weekend, and of course his ex also reached out to me after that weekend, coincidentally showing me past texts of him being an asshole. That's kind of fucking weird. You were friends with benefits, you've become good friends, his ex is talking to you about their problems. Instead of telling him right away, I fed into it because I was still annoyed from the weekend. Oh, you can't fucking do that. You can't fucking do that. If you're going to be... Listen, guys, have some fucking honor, man. Like, I just saw this fucking chick tweeted. She was like, a guy who's engaged fingered me. And I'll tell people who it is. I was like, whatever just happened to people keeping their fucking mouth shut, you know? It's like, is that worth the 12 likes on Twitter you're going to get? Is just fucking crashing somebody's life? It's fucking insanity. And I mean for like little bullshit like that. You know what I mean? You don't fucking talk to a dude you used to fuck or a dude you're fucking's ex. Those lines should just never fucking cross. You fed in. Ugh. I'm upset. I fed into it because I was still annoyed from the weekend. You know, see, this is what you guys do. I don't mean to berate you, but a lot of times, and I guess this is all people in general, but some other thing will happen or you'll be upset at somebody and then you'll fucking take it out on them in some fucked up way. That's not even directly at them. It's just like fucking up another thing in their lives. It's not right, people. We got to focus. Next time you're upset at somebody, you know, you don't fucking let that bridge over to their ex or other bullshit. You figure out a healthy way to let it out. Buy a bike. Or talk to the goddamn person. I just did that today. I literally had a conversation today where a friend messaged me and was like, I'm mad at you. And I was like, well, I haven't been talking to you because you said this shitty thing. I don't usually get upset at things that people say, but this was shitty, and that's why I haven't reached out. And they were like, yeah, well, I didn't mean it that way. I'm like, that was not an apology. But we talked about it. We got through it, and that's it. That's how you fucking, you know, that's how you get through it. Anyways, I was still annoyed from the weekend saying he's an asshole and all this shit to his ex. Yeah, there's no fucking way that's going to backfire. To his ex, who I don't know, and my friend has said that she was toxic. He found out through her and lost absolutely all trust, love, and respect for me. All of his friends are saying to drop me. He blocked me for a day, then messaged me to try to get this back to normal, but I made a dumb comment about it all again. My intention was to never fuck up a good friendship. How can I get a sliver of that trust back and make him and his friends know I understand I fucked up and hate that I did, and I'm really fucking sorry. Thanks, love. Always enjoy your show. All right, listen. I'm going to lay into you a little bit here, but I think you need to hear it, okay? I don't want you to think I'm being a fucking jerk. I'm just going to tell you something. You said your intention was to never fuck up a good friendship, and yet you acted like a really awful friend. If I had any friend, especially somebody close, and that friend was texting my ex being like, yeah, he's an asshole, I don't think that person would ever hear from me again. I really don't. Out of respect for myself, I'd be like, what the I'm not going to be friends with somebody who's fucking talking shit about me behind my back. Like, it's one thing, it's playful, or we're making jokes at each other, and I'm not perfect, but that's a whole other fucking thing, you know? Especially if, like, a girl I dated is talking to my ex. For one, I'd be fucking furious at my ex, too. I'd be like, why the fuck are you talking to her? Like, why is, like, this new fucking thing where when people have a problem with a person they're dating or they dated, they want to take it to fucking everybody? Can we act like adults here? You know what I mean? It stays, like, this was the, like, old school, dude. Like, our parents, they took shit to the fucking grave, man. When they had a beef with each other, you didn't hear shit about it. That's the way it fucking should be. That's between them. You know, this is the problem with this fucking oversharing society. We run to fucking, and it creates problems like this. It's not right. One thing you got to understand is to be somebody's friend is a fucking serious commitment, okay? That's the way I look at it. If you're truly friends with somebody, you got to look out for them. You got to do nice things for them. You don't fuck them over. I don't have any friends that I really talk shit about behind their backs. Nobody. I got my boy texted me literally 8 hours ago. I was like, I'm thinking of buying a Nintendo Switch. I was like, just fucking take mine. You can borrow it. I'm not going to use it anytime soon. Just fucking take it. He was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, just fucking take it, dude. I don't care. I trust you. That's the kind of shit you do when you're friends with somebody. You don't fucking talk shit about them to their ex. I don't give a fuck what you're mad at. I don't care what your fucking excuse is. There isn't one. Okay? You acted immature. You didn't act like a friend. I've had people do shit like this to me before. You know, one of my closest childhood friends, one time he's, you know, I told him something in confidence about a girl I hooked up with that he knew. And he went and called her and was like, I heard you, blah, 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 you know? And then she hits me up like, why the fuck does he know that? And, you know, I'm like, dude, if I tell you something about a girl, you don't go fucking tell the girl. Are you stupid? That caused a huge problem. And honestly, If something like that happens twice, I feel like you never talk to that person again. And if it happens one time, that's fucking bad enough. But, you know, realistically, I think if this guy has any fucking respect for himself, he's going to grow up and not talk to either of you. You know, and you, that's the only way you're going to learn a lesson here. Of not pulling dumb shit like this. Certain things are not worth the gossip. You know what I mean? I don't want you all to feel like I'm yelling at you, but friendship means a lot to me. It really fucking does. And this is not it. And also, I would question why you would do some shit like that. Maybe you don't really know your feelings towards this person, you know? I think what you should do is you should think about how you feel about all this and be a little ashamed of it and then apologize. And none of that fucking, what I meant to, but you, no. You go, I'm really sorry. I really want to be friends with you. That this friendship matters to me. I did a really shitty thing and I learned from it and I'm sorry. And don't fucking do it again. All right? I love you. Do better. I felt as young daddy as an email gets. I'll be honest. Let's close it out. Let's fucking close it out. Let's end it on a lighter note. I don't want it to feel like I berated you. But fucking share the episode, people. Share the fucking episode. That's what this show's all about. All right? It's about calling each other on our shit, doing better. This is it. And having a little fun. You know, having a little fucking fun. We're the Cream Pie Kings. Patreon, I don't think he knows my name. First of all, thank you for supporting the Patreon. It's much appreciated. She goes, hey, Daddy, I had the day off of work, and in the 24 hours that I had to myself, I came to what seems like a pretty big realization. I don't think that the guy I've been sleeping with for the last year and a half, on and off, has ever said my name. Like, not in conversation, not during sex, not in person, not on the phone, not over Snap, never. And we've never done pet names either. Babe, etc. I say his name all the time, typically during sex. I do it like this. I go, Michael, can you pound me harder, Michael? Oh, you knocked over the vase. But also just striking up conversations or whatever. None of my other partners in the past have ever done this. Maybe I'm just making a big deal out of this because I'm bored, but is this weird?
Listen, the guy knows your fucking name. It's been a year and a half. There's no way he doesn't know your fucking name after a year and a half. Maybe he just doesn't use it. You know what I mean? I feel like I only use a girl's name when I'm in trouble with her and I'm trying to, you know, I'm like, come on, Rachel, baby, how you going to walk away from me? You know what I mean? Or or if I'm joking around a bit, you know, if I'm doing something funny. Maybe he just doesn't drop names like that. It would be really funny, though. What you should do, here's your way out. Next time you guys have sex, just look him right in the fucking eye while he's inside of you and go, say my name. And just fucking see what happens. I guarantee a memory is going to be made. And that's it. I love you guys, man. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sending in these great emails. Thank you for being a part of the Patreon fam. If you are, go fucking support the show, spread the show, show some love. And I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Have a fucking great week, and I'll see you guys on the Friday episode. All right, you big squirters, I'll see you. Thank you.